Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there, and welcome to this Friday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and it's great to have you with us. Friday, the final day of our series, our two-week series on spiritual warfare, and what a great journey it has been. Derek has taught us about the power of the Word. He's taught us about the defensive weapons we have, the offensive weapons that we have. It's been a great series, and I hope you've been with us for every single one of them. If you haven't, you can simply log on to our website at DerekPrince.org. You'll find not only that you can listen to these programs, you can find out information about podcasts, and there's also great resources there that we'll talk about in just a little while. Today, Derek is going to be talking about the weapon of testimony. Now, let me just make a confession right here on the radio. I have to tell you that normally when I think of testimonies, I think of some sweet little old lady in church standing up and saying, giving a testimony about something that has nothing to do with my life whatsoever. And I'm thinking, oh God, can we just get on with the sermon? But you know what? Through Derek's teaching, I've come to understand that a testimony is a powerful weapon to destroy the power of the enemy. That a testimony is one of the ways that we overcome the evil one. So I repent of my former attitude. I realize that we need to have people recounting the great works of God. And this is how faith is built, and this is how we overcome the evil deeds of our enemy. Later on in our show, we're going to be talking about a story that I think you'll find fascinating, a story of a pastor and how a man was set free. You want to stay tuned for that. But listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about the weapon of testimony.
In my previous talks this week, I've dealt with three main weapons of attack: prayer, praise, and preaching. Today I'm going to deal with what I consider to be the fourth main weapon of attack, testimony. We need to begin by distinguishing between testimony and preaching. The other word for testimony is witnessing, or being a witness. Preaching is presenting the truths of God's Word directly. But testimony is speaking from personal experience. But it's speaking about experiences that relate to the Word of God and that confirm the truth of God's Word. For instance, if we're preaching a message on healing, we preach the principles on which God heals. We offer His promises of healing. But if we're testifying about healing, we speak about some experience in which we experienced God healing us. So testimony and preaching are both related to the Word of God, but they approach it from different angles. Now, testimony was, I believe, basic to the strategy of Jesus for reaching the whole world with the gospel. He unveiled this strategy in his closing words on earth. As he stood on the Mount of Olives with his disciples about to leave them, he said this in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We notice, first of all, that to be effective witnesses for Jesus, we need supernatural power. Our testimony is supernatural. It needs to be backed home and enforced by supernatural power, the power of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus did not permit his disciples to go out and to begin testifying until they'd been endued with that power on the day of Pentecost. Secondly, Jesus did not say, "You will witness," which is what a lot of religious people say today. He said, "You will be witnesses." In other words, it's not just the words we speak or the tracts that we hand out or something like that, but it's our total life. Our total life is to be a witness to Jesus and the truth of the gospel. Then Jesus envisaged an ever-extending circle. He said, "Start where you are in Jerusalem, go and tell people, and let them believe and let them be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let them go and tell other people in turn. Let them in turn believe, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and go and tell others." And he said it'll start in Jerusalem, it'll move out to Judea, then to Samaria, and it will not cease until it reaches the uttermost part of the earth. And those were the last words of Jesus spoken on earth. His mind and his heart were in the uttermost part of the earth. He would never be satisfied till that had been reached. And his way for reaching it, his basic strategy, was all God's people becoming witnesses, witnessing to and winning others, and those in turn witnessing and winning until, like the expanding ripples from a stone cast into a pond, they would reach the uttermost part of the earth. Now, we have to say, looking back on history, that when God's people applied this strategy, it works. Within 300 years, it had conquered the Roman Empire. And I believe the great basic spiritual force that overthrew that pagan Roman Empire was the testimony of thousands and thousands of Christian believers from different backgrounds, different races, different social levels, different religious persuasions, but they were all saying, "Jesus changed my life." And the impact of this ultimately broke down that stern, strong, cruel empire of Rome. I believe the Bible indicates that the same weapon will ultimately cast down even Satan's kingdom in the heavenlies. We see this, I believe, in prophetic preview in Revelation 12, verses 7 through 11. I believe these verses describe a great conflict which will span both heaven and earth at the close of this age, a conflict between angels and men. This is what John says. "There was war in heaven." I believe that still in the future. "Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, 'Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down.'" The accuser of the brothers is Satan. This describes how he's been hurled down from his kingdom in the heavens. Then it describes how the believers overcame Satan. And notice it's a direct person-to-person conflict. They, the believers, overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. What was the main weapon? I believe it's in that word, testimony. It was their testimony that ultimately shook down the kingdom of Satan, or rather, since this is a vision yet unfulfilled, that will ultimately shake down the whole kingdom of Satan. I believe their testimony centered in two things: the word of God, the blood of Jesus. Their testimony released the power that's in the word and the blood. I believe that we can apply this in a simple, practical way to ourselves. We can put it like this: we overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us.
Okay, now we cannot forget one of the great things that Derek said. He said that when Jesus told his disciples, "You will be my witnesses," that they went out into all of the Roman Empire, they witnessed about the resurrection, the power, the miracle-working power of Jesus Christ, and within 300 years, Christianity had conquered the Roman Empire. That's an important thing for us to remember. Within 300 years, actually a little bit less, Christianity had actually conquered the most powerful empire on the face of the earth. We need to know more about this, and it's coming up as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
There's only one thing worse than having a deadly enemy: having one and not knowing it. Now, in a new book from the writings of Derek Prince, you'll find one of the most comprehensive explorations of Satan's strategies and tactics you will ever read. In Lucifer Exposed, The Devil's Plan to Destroy Your Life, you'll gain powerful insights into the enemy's schemes and discover the spiritual keys to thwarting those attacks and walking in victory. This brand new book from Derek Prince will help you uncover Satan's strategic plan to destroy your life. In Lucifer Exposed, you'll find how to disarm the devil now, so you can experience success in every area. To order your copy of Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Stop his plan. Order Lucifer Exposed. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're listening to a magnificent teaching by Derek Prince on the power of testimony. It's part of a larger series on spiritual warfare, and we're about to learn what it means to overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Let's listen.
What was the main weapon? I believe it's in that word, testimony. It was their testimony that ultimately shook down the kingdom of Satan, or rather, since this is a vision yet unfulfilled, that will ultimately shake down the whole kingdom of Satan. I believe their testimony centered in two things: the word of God, the blood of Jesus. Their testimony released the power that's in the word and the blood. I believe that we can apply this in a simple, practical way to ourselves. We can put it like this: we overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Let me repeat that. We overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. You see the importance of bearing personal testimony to the Word and to the blood. Now, there are various ways that we can do it. One appointed way is the Lord's Supper or the Eucharist. Sometimes we don't see it in this light, but this is a continuing testimony of our faith in the Word and the blood. Speaking about the Lord's Supper, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:26, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We know the cup represents the blood of the Lord. So in taking the Lord's Supper, we are continually testifying, proclaiming the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In order to testify effectively to what the Word of God says about the blood of Jesus, there is one simple and obvious requirement. We have to be familiar with what the Word of God actually tells us about the blood of Jesus. So I'm going to point out to you now five extremely important provisions revealed in God's Word that come to us through the blood of Jesus. First of all, in Ephesians 1:7, Paul says, "In him, Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." That tells us two things that are provided for us through the blood of Jesus. First of all, redemption. We are redeemed. Secondly, forgiveness. We are forgiven. And then in 1 John 1:7, we read, "But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Notice, the blood cleanses us continually. Through the blood, we have available to us continuing spiritual cleansing. And then in Romans 5:9, Paul says, "Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him." That tells us that we are justified. That means made righteous. The best description I ever heard of justified is like this: justified just as if I'd never sinned, because I've been made righteous with a righteousness that knows no sin, the righteousness of Christ. So through the blood of Jesus, we have been justified. And then in Hebrews 13:12, we read, "Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate." There it tells us that we can be sanctified through the blood of Jesus. To sanctify means to make holy or to set apart to God. So there are five great provisions of the blood of Jesus revealed by the Word of God. First of all, we are redeemed. Second, we are forgiven. Third, we are cleansed. Fourth, we are justified, made righteous. Fifth, we are sanctified, made holy. Now, those provisions only become fully effective in our lives when we testify to them personally. We have to be bold enough to state our conviction. We have to say it like this: through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of Satan. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I had never sinned. And through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. I am no longer in Satan's territory. Just meditate on those five provisions of the blood of Jesus: redemption, forgiveness, cleansing, justification, sanctification. And then grasp the fact that they become effectually yours when you testify to them personally. And by testifying to them personally, we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony.
So powerful, so wonderful. How did we ever let this truth about the blood of Jesus slip away from us? Well, listen, we're going to wrap all of this up. There's much more to come, including a story about a pastor and a deliverance, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The supernatural is real, but how Hollywood portrays it isn't. In his classic booklet, Expelling Demons, Derek Prince illuminates the dark side of the supernatural with the truth. Line by line, Derek reveals what the Bible says about how demons operate today and your authority over them. Now you can draw on Derek's extensive research and discover that as a Christian, you need not fear demons. In fact, it's your job to drive them out. For your free copy of Expelling Demons by Derek Prince, simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Expelling Demons is a thought-provoking booklet that tackles this controversial subject, as only Derek Prince can. Call now to order your free copy, 800-448-3261, or visit us online at derekprince.org.
We're back with Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. And in the studio with me today is my friend and also one of the producers of this show, David Holland, who always brings us such fascinating stories and information. David, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Stephen. Today, I'd like to introduce you to two very special people. George McCormick was seriously wounded in World War II in 1945, but he didn't let that stop him from pursuing the call of God on his life as a counselor, a pastor, and a missionary. With Jean, his wife and ministry partner of 61 years, they learned about Derek Prince's ministry firsthand. The powerful truths they discovered played a vital role in their lives and ministry. As counselors, they witnessed others being set free as they acted on what they saw and heard. As pastors, they taught these truths to their congregations. And as missionaries in Africa, they shared these truths with hungry Bible students. Time and again, they have witnessed the delivering power of God. Here is a little of their lifelong story.
I had been instantly blinded. I dropped my head over my helmet and I said, "Lord, if I have finished the work that was for me," and I hadn't done any work, but I said, "if I have finished the work, then I commend my spirit into your hands." And it wasn't a visible, it wasn't an audible voice, but there was an assurance in my heart. "You're not going to die. I have something for you to do."
And the notice that we received was that he had been critically wounded, and we didn't know for a while what was wrong with him. And he didn't really want us to know. I just loved him so much. I was so thrilled to have him back alive.
I was determined to go to Southeastern Bible School, and I did, and started being launched into the ministry, but it was a very slow go. I pastored, I did evangelistic work, and in 71, Derek was doing a laboratory. That is, four times he taught us on spiritual warfare.
And we were in a session that we will never forget as long as we live, in the auditorium after the evening service.
The doors to the auditorium were opened, and there were a number of people down at the altar waiting for deliverance, and Derek started praying. And there was a sound, and the only description of the sound is the rushing of a mighty wind. And it came from outside, swept into the church and down the aisle, and I heard the agony of hell coming out of the mouths of those people as those spirits were confronted. It was awesome.
We saw many, many people delivered that night.
We sure did.
And then later, we experienced deliverance ourselves, but mostly because we knew the word, and we knew we could speak to the evil spirit ourselves. And so God has led us into knowledge and then experience. I told Buddy yesterday, I said, isn't it remarkable that I don't know anyone else that I could say this about, but of Derek's teaching, not one thing needs to be corrected. That it's all together. It's all right from the beginning.
Yes. Derek Prince Ministry still has this vision to reach the unreached and to teach the untaught.
You know, it's such a powerful story, David. At the same time, I'm a little confused. You know, I became a Christian in the charismatic renewal. I mean, charismatic Christians led me to Jesus. So a lot of what Derek teaches is maybe not what I've known since I was born again, but there was never any resistance in me to any of these truths.
Sure.
And yet, some dear Christian people, when they hear about deliverance from the demonic, or they hear about some of these themes that Derek teaches, I mean, they in the early days really had problems with this, like this pastor you've described. Can you help me understand what that's about?
Absolutely, Stephen. It really not unusual to encounter people, even today, who come from a denominational background in which they've been taught that, particularly if you're a believer, demons can have no influence or presence or absolutely have no effect on your life whatsoever. Even from charismatic backgrounds, people are taught often that's simply not the case. And yet, experience often teaches them otherwise, and that is precisely what happened with the McCormicks here. Precious people, wonderful partners of Derek Prince Ministries, but they encountered someone that clearly validated what they'd seen in the Word, what they'd heard from Derek, and when they applied the truth that they learned in the Word,
well,
they saw great results.
And so maybe we need to define our terms a little bit. A charismatic, if it is, we use that broad term from the movement that happened in the 60s, is someone who believes that the gifts of the Spirit are not passed away, that the spiritual powers described in the New Testament are still operating, and we're still in those same kinds of battles, and that miracles, signs, wonders, gifts, all of that kind of thing, demons, for example, are still functioning. But then I guess there's the other part of the body of Christ, dear precious people committed to Jesus, and yet they have been taught or they believe that those things are no longer working in our world. Is that correct? Is that a fair assumption?
That's correct. Or often the subject is just avoided altogether because it's very messy, it's a little scary, and so people just don't even talk about it. So they may be operating in a charismatic realm, but the subject just isn't taught.
Well, that must be why when I was interviewing Derek for the biography, he had some pain still in him from the way portions of the body of Christ kind of resisted him when he pioneered these themes on deliverance and spiritual warfare. Those were some difficult days for him.
That's exactly right, which ultimately led to the book, then the free resource that we have available for folks today, which I think will really help them a lot if they have any questions in this area.
Well, we're in some interesting times. Thanks for the story. This was powerful.
Oh, it's always great.
Please go on the website. You can hear more teachings, more discussions like we're having right now. And we also have a free resource for you. It's called Expelling Demons. It's about the very topic that we're talking about. And it's a great teaching by Derek Prince, put in booklet form, available for you free. And on the website, you'll not only be able to listen to our past shows, but you'll learn all kinds of things about Derek Prince Ministries and what's happening in the world. Listen, it's great having you with us. For David Holland, one of our producers, for everyone at DPM, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us, and be with us again on Monday as we start a brand new series and as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can get a free copy of Derek's booklet, Expelling Demons, when you call. It's our gift to you for spending time with us today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or, in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online, anytime, at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.